Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. And the reason I bring this up is because yesterday we had played this for you. I got some more information on the said president of Ukraine, friends, who is an actor and a comedian, just like the rest of those that you act as if for some reason or another that they're legitimate said representatives of their countries, when in fact they are not. They're all unified. They're all allied. Isaiah 28, verse 18, in what? Establishing what you see them attempting to establish. Now, I want to say this, because when I think of that, of one that established or tried to establish a new world order, he said, we're going to have a new world order either by conquest or by basically submission of the people. And if we don't want to listen to those warnings, friends, I mean, it's not like they're hiding anything from us in any sense of the word. And that's what blows me away about all of this. This is all happening. Everybody knows what it really is in conscience, which means with knowledge. Yet they try to deceive themselves into pretending along with those that are acting out in a pretended authority. A pretended position. I mean, you're deceiving yourself into believing that they are somebody that they know that they are not. I mean, these people know how to lie better than most people out there know how to tell the truth. I want you to remember this. I'm going to play this video for you. It was from yesterday, but I got some new information here, and I want you to see it, but I got to kind of tee it up just a little bit. Remember this from yesterday, okay?
Zelensky came to power in 2019. Taking charge of a war-torn Ukraine without any prior political experience. But who is Volodymyr Zelensky?
Unqualified.
How did he become president in the first place? The 44-year-old never set out to be a politician. Born into a Russian-speaking Jewish family from southeast Ukraine, he studied law at university. But young Volodymyr Zelensky never became a lawyer, and that's because his first love was always comedy. Zelensky was cast in a number of films, including a string of rom-coms that enjoyed box office success in Ukraine and Russia. In 2014, he recorded the Ukrainian voiceover for Paddington Bear in the Paul King film starring Hugh Bonneville and Sally Hawkins. He even won the Dancing with the Stars competition. But it was a role on the small...
This is the president of Ukraine. He's an actor, and he's a comedian. But, oh, friends,
he starred in
Service. Got some more information here for you.
A history teacher who becomes...
He's an actor.
After a video of his character ranting about...
He has been installed.
The plot of the TV show foreshadowed...
A pretender.
...as life imitated art.
They know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth.
Same name as the party from Servant of the People. And
the world is the stage for the clowns to entertain the sheep.
Zelensky announced his candidacy on New Year's Eve, 2018. What followed?
Just out of nowhere. Man, he must have had some deep pockets to manage becoming the president of Ukraine, wouldn't you think? In America, it costs about $250 million. Boy, just out of nowhere, he becomes the president. From the films that he was making to that of the people he was making laugh, before you knew it, voila, he becomes the president of Ukraine. It's all staged, friends.
He's become a symbol of the fighting spirit of Ukraine, posting videos of himself from the center of Kiev. Even as perhaps
America wants you to get behind this comedian actor.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere, they said. Well, here, let me show you the next video I showed you. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and you will find this. Go ahead and subscribe to the page, and you can check out these live feeds. You're listening to the audio, 155 cities, but you're also able to see the video as well. Here's another video of Mr. Vladimir. And it's interesting how him and his buddy, as comedians, they thought it was really cute to go ahead and play the piano with their genitalia. This is the president, Vladimir, right, Zelensky. Isn't this cute, friends? And people actually give this guy credibility? Whoa. This is a reflection of the stupidity of the people on a global basis. It really is, to say the least. It should be a shame. This is the president of Ukraine on the left, who's about ready to play the piano with his genitalia. And the American media wants you to support this guy. Okay? Isn't that cute? Yeah. He's just fantastic, yeah. What a dignified man, to say the least, yeah? And, of course, I'm being facetious. Well, guess what I found, friends? I found today that Mr. Vladimir Zelensky is also doing homosexual films. And I want you to see one of them because, again, friends, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Look at this. This is the president of Ukraine. Isn't that funny? Second from the left. Wow. The president of Ukraine, an honorable, dignified man, isn't he? The guy on the left side of the four, second from the left. Isn't he honorable, friends? Oh, yeah, isn't that cute? Okay. Well, you look at the Homosexual Manifesto, which was planted in Congress in 1987 by Michael Swift, February 19th, because they are establishing this on a global basis. Isn't that cute? Oh, yeah. Such an honorable man. The guy's a comedian. He comes out of nowhere. He becomes the president. There's reports of being shot on and fired upon by their own government in that country. And yet the American mainstream media wants you to get behind this criminal. Folks, he's a comedian actor supporting the homosexual agenda in Ukraine. Can't make it up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and My Kind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, this is the president of Ukraine in a gay video. He's the second from the left. We found out that he's a comedian. He's also an actor. And yet the mainstream media, under the CIA control, wants you to sympathize with this abomination. This is him on the second left if you're on social media platforms. And again, friends, you cannot make this information up. And the more we go, the more we see that these people are being exposed for exactly who they are. They're some sick-minded individuals, to say the least. They are literally that bent set on playing out the abomination and creating war against God. And it's a war they're not going to win. If you have not seen the sodomite, or they called it the homosexual manifesto, I got to tell you, friends, it is abhorrent. It was actually inserted into the congressional record back in 1987. It's called the Gay Manifesto. And friends, if you have not seen this, again, I got to tell you, this is about the sickest thing you'll ever see in all of your life. And I want you to check this out. But this is what's known in America since 1987, February 15th to the 21st. It was actually promoted and promulgated in their local papers called the Gay Community. And it was written by Michael Swift, and it was called the Gay Revolutionary. Again, just to show you, friends, that this is all coming from America. But what I want you to listen to, I want you to listen to the details as to who they say they are and what it is that they say that they're going to do to those that don't agree with them. Okay? Again, check this out. This is the Gay Manifesto. It was inserted in 1987, February 15th to the 21st, through the gay community. So in other words, all of those that represent themselves as your representatives in America, they already have this information. They've had it since 1987.
First published in Gay Community News, February 15th through the 21st, and
I want you to listen to this.
It is also reprinted in the congressional record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools. in your dormitory.
Is that what's happening?
In your gymnasium.
That's exactly what's happening.
In your locker rooms. In your sports arenas.
They said it was a satire.
In your seminaries. In your youth groups. In your movie theater bathrooms. In your army bunkhouses. In your truck stops. In all your male clubs. In your House of Congress. Whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image.
The homosexual manifesto.
All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies.
Listen to the threats.
We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals.
See, they're not the victims,
friends.
You will
be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be.
Homosexual manifesto.
We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual.
This is in the congressional record since 1987. It's exactly what they're promoting.
We shall rewrite history. History filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We, too, are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not?
So, folks, there's the homosexual manifesto, which is in the congressional record. And I suspect you probably didn't hear a word about that. I said 15 years ago when MSNBC... The New York Times, CNN, and how many local outlets, friends, attacked me for telling the American people this is exactly what it's aimed at. We know that Kevin Jennings was appointed by Barack Obama. He was his safe school czar, unconstitutional. They were never confirmed by Senate, but they stayed anyways because of the ignorance of the people that allowed them to stay. And it was interesting because Kevin Jennings, the head of GLSEN, he said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, they're not the victims. They're the ones perpetuating the crimes. He told you that. Interesting to note, Kevin Jennings is well friends, along with Dan Savage and Barack Obama, who appointed 225 radical homosexuals to government positions and federal positions, incumbent. It's interesting to note, friends, his icon was Harry Hay. Harry Hay's in hell now where he belongs. He finds out now that God meant what he said through the judgment. He set himself up for the fall. He rejected God's mercy, and now he understands that. Revelation 21, verse 8, start there. Also go to 1 Corinthians 6, 9, start there. With that said, friends, Harry Hay was the head of an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, and it was an organization that was continuously watched by the FBI. And it's interesting, their slogan was sex before eight, before it was too late, during gay pride parades. So it's all aimed at the children. Well, I fell under attack by these people. Boy, oh boy. And you want to talk about finding out who's doing the hating here, friends? The SPLC trying to blackball you for speaking out against their crimes? I want to tell you something. And I want you to listen to me carefully. The only thing that they're victim to is the laws that they're violating. Our laws condemn this activity, yet it's your government today attempting to promote it. Now, over the last couple years, what have we found? And just over the last couple months as well. Well, Joe Biden said he's going to be the transgender's president. No such thing. It's also interesting to note that just recently, we know that Joe Biden is also a pedophile because Tim Brown brought forth information this probably about 7-8 years ago, had shared with the people at his roommates in college, that of Joe Biden, said he preferred children. Well, we see all the video being exposed on him as to who he is. You can see who they're stacking your military generals with. I'll highlight that tomorrow. But do keep in mind they are sodomites. They are men dressed as women that they are appointing to your military head to oversee your military. That may explain why they're under attack with the help of, guess who, friends? The Muslims that are stacked in the Homeland Security. And we've highlighted that as well. This is all information that's easily accessible if you're willing to go ahead and pull the curtain back. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that they want to demonize people that obey the law and exposing their crimes. Well, that's to be expected as a Christian. We already know that. We're going to be hated by all men for his name's sake because we preach out against it. Read the whole chapter, John 15, because he takes the covering off of their sin to expose them for who they are, that they might repent. But if they refuse that, then they get the just recompense of self-condemning themselves, and they will eat the fruit of their own way, Galatians 6, 7. But I warned over and over and over again, they're gonna level themselves at the kids in public schools. And we knew that the NEA was doing their best to protect the teachers from crimes against children. And right when I said that, of course, they attacked. They called me liar. They called me all this, that, and the other thing that they could think of. And what they did, friends, is just exactly what I said. I said teacher crimes are going to increase, and that's exactly what happened. It's also interesting to note, friends, that not only did that happen, but now we see over the last couple months that we've seen these people have taken their mask off, and you need to understand, friends, that there's no lines with those people. They are abominable. God calls them an abomination, and they must be dealt with because what they're acting out is in an unlawful manner, which is called a felony in all of our states. Every state of our union, it is a felony concerning the act of sodomy. Check out Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and go to Jude 1:7. That's the consequence of those that spit against heaven. But again, this is what I want to say. Just over the last couple months, we've seen that these people are trying to insert into the books and strewn through indoctrinating our young people is going down to the level of even pre-kindergartners and kindergartners, friends. They're trying to expose them to child pornography. Okay, so this isn't a thing that's way out there. This is happening on a global basis, and you better get a hold of the law and enforce it, friends, because if you don't, you're going to see a lot more of this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA GSA Radio News with John Hunt.
During an interview this morning on Fox Business, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich slammed the Biden administration for turning to foreign countries to import oil amid record high prices and believes the United States is drifting toward nuclear war.
Why would you take oil from Venezuela but not from Texas? Why would you take natural gas from Iran but not from Oklahoma? I mean, Putin is engaged in actions that are clearly war crimes. They're getting worse. He's getting bolder as he gets more desperate. And frankly, I think we're drifting towards an enormous danger of nuclear war.
And if you're heading out on a trip, the Transportation Security Administration is extending the mask mandate on public transportation until April 18th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will work with government agencies to help inform a revised policy framework for when the mask rules can be lifted during this time. You've made it to Thursday, and the weekend is almost here. This is USA Radio News. If you're still waiting for Major League Baseball to start spring training and potentially the regular season, we're not there just yet.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Highlight a couple things here, and then I'm going to take Mr. California here in just a moment. But I wanted you to notice that during the break, you just heard about the flu and how anything that may be used against it's going to be ineffective. Well, we know now that 99% of those that have died from COVID died from the experimental jabs. Just for the record, go to healthimpactnews.com. And then you also need to pay attention to the truth of the matter because they keep pushing their agenda. No matter how many times they've been exposed, they keep pushing their agenda. The disappearance of the annual flu, which was replaced with COVID-19, shows corruption at its highest levels at the CDC, at the highest levels. Wake up, Americans. Also wanted to let you know that you just heard, TSA, a pretended authority as well, they have no constitutional authority whatsoever. They're in airports. By the way, the airports don't have to have the TSA. But I want you to listen to your Bill of Rights. That is the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people really quick. This is the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. Have you ever noticed that when you go through the airport, it doesn't apply to illegals? It just applies to Americans? You know all those little scanners that were put into place right after September 11th? Guess who bought and paid for all of that? Mr. George Soros, an international war criminal. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that the TSA has no lawful authority to strip search anybody Okay, number one. Number two, they have no business telling you when those masks are going to come off your face, which has never been placed on my face. I just thought I'd put that little P.S., that posted script in there, because I'm not going to go along with this Gestapo garbage going on at the airports. And when the people quit supplying them with business and instead take a stand and drive, well, I can't drive. Listen, I just got back off a 75-hour round trip. Don't tell me about what you can't do. When you're a principled person, you're going to make it count, and you're going to make the bad guys feel it. Because when you don't put up with it, friends, they're not going to get away with it. It's just that simple. I'm going to take David really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. David, what say you, my friend?
Yeah, how are you, Bradley? Do I remember right? You're a pastor, right? You got a church.
No, I'm not a pastor. I'm ordained internationally and locally. I never asked for ordainment. The church took it upon themselves to say, we want you ordained. You belong in the church. And that's man's version of ordaining me as to in response as to what God did in anointing me. 1 John 2:21. But okay. 227, forgive me. Yes.
Well, yeah, so you're probably Protestant. It's not Catholic, right?
I'm a Protestant.
Yeah.
So, I'm a Christian, right?
Yeah, so you remember what the social contract is?
No, David, will you just give me your thoughts? I got a lot to cover today. What are your thoughts?
The social contract was how people were able to break away from kings, from the Catholic Church, from big money. The social contract was based on the idea that if God put a king in charge, he was supposed to be looking out for, he was supposed to be a steward. Look out for the every sparrow that falls, right?
Yeah.
So the social contract was the unspoken word, but the very idea that if God's in charge and loves us all, then the social contract means that the king is not supposed to be partying with the tax dollars. He's supposed to be actually doing something good.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you get to the Ukraine and what's going on with Putin, it's pretty clear that these are really just corporations, right? It's a corporate takeover. In Russia now, the oligarchs are just real fat, rich guys.
Uh-huh.
The richest of the rich guys in Russia. They don't even pretend that God put them in charge, and so they don't even have a taste of the social contract.
Yep.
That the average person in Russia is, sell your soul to the company store.
Yep.
And so the issue of, you look at the Ukraine, you look it up on Wikipedia or something, 25% of the world's topsoil, the best soil, 25% of it is in the Ukraine. And so the corporations are basically trying to get a hold of the breadbasket of Europe, or it used to be called the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. But it is some fertile land, and big agribiz is interested in taking it over. And if they have a war in there that lasts 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, they're not only going to be stomping hazardous waste into that nice topsoil, but they're also going to be creating a higher food prices, because 25% of food production of the world is going to be put in jeopardy, right?
I'm agreed, David.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I heard you praising Putin and
about... David, what you did this with me before on the air. When have I ever one time praised Putin? He's another actor. I've never praised that guy a day in my life, David.
Well, I heard you smearing the president of Ukraine, so I figured that was your take on it.
Oh, so if I call out the Ukrainian president for being a sodomite, well, at least he's doing a video, right? I showed you on social media platforms, a comedian and or an actor, then I'm praising Putin. I mean, you sound like you're caught up into the political game between the left and the right in America. No, I'm not. I'm calling him out for who he is. I'm showing you his fruit, Matthew 7:16. And, David, for the sake of time, I also wanted to let you know 1 Samuel 8:10-22 tells us that God didn't want a king. Okay? God didn't want the king. The people rejected God, and they said, we want kings like other nations have. And Samuel went and told him, this is what's going to happen if you bring a king on. And so the Lord told him, he warned him what was going to happen, then he gave him Saul. And then if you take the time to read Deuteronomy 17, you'll also find in there that which, if we're going to have a king, he must be one among his brethren, and he must know the word of God, John 7:17, under that of the priests that were supposed to teach it during that particular time. But you know what? 99% of what we just got through, I thought we were pretty much well agreed on that, except where he said, David said that, you know, that God appointed the king. No, he didn't. He appointed him after they rejected him. The people rejected God. And then he gave them exactly what they deserved. And again, they got it, friends. But what we need to do is we need to hold to the word of God, not give our opinions out there, because again, this is how it all starts, friends. We get the word all, you know, misconstrued, people give their interpretations, and then we lose the word of God to what the Holy Ghost bears witness to in the mix because of man's interpretations. We must be careful of all of that. But again, 99% of what we just heard was right on. And again, I am not here to praise Putin. He's another actor. Folks, this is like the right versus the left in America concerning Biden versus Putin and Putin versus the Chinese and the Chinese versus the whatever the case, folks. They're creating the war. The bankers are funding both sides of the war to create the war. And the sheeple, instead of dealing with the bad guys, the bankers and the powers that are tolerated, they go ahead and fight each other. I'm here to tell you that if you're fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. We all know who the bad guys are. They must be lawfully dealt with, because what they're trying to do is create policy which usurps law, and that's how they've gotten away with the things that they've gotten away with. Now, I want to say this, and I want to get back to the point that I was talking about during before the last segment was over with. It was the guy that said he went to the moon. He was a senator. And he said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, he said we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Okay? Senator John Glenn. Okay, so much for his moon experience, right? God doesn't know how to tell the truth. There's no truth in him. Again, John 8:44. Read it. If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, said former Senator John Glenn, who is now in hell where he belongs because that's the fruit that he brought forth. He said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Folks, this is how they're all doing what they're doing today, because people are not taking the time out of gratitude to read their founding documents and to be the strength of the law in dealing with the bad guys. Just so you know. Just so you know. Okay? That's why we're in trouble. People would rather sit around and just highlight all the crimes of the bad guy rather than the 350 million people coming together and dealing with the bad guys under God. Let me propose a question to you. Are the bad guys above the law, friends? No, but they just get away with whatever they want to get away with. No, they don't. They get away with what you let them get away with. Oh, you know what? They're so well protected against 350 million people. And by the way, we have a lot of good people in government still today. And if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be where we're at today. I'm talking about good judges. I'm talking about good state representatives. I'm talking about good mayors. There's still good people out there. And I'm talking about good in the sense of man's definition of good. Okay? That are still doing the right things. And if they work righteousness, the Lord said he would be with them. He promised to do so. And it's exactly what they're still doing today, friends. But it's for us to deal with the bad guys, period. I'm not gonna exasperate that whole point again. It's exasperating, to say the least, to continuously say the same things. I wanted to show you this really quick. I'm sure many of you are in the know concerning the former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez, denied bail and attempted murder. If you haven't seen the video of this guy going after the individual that molested his daughter over 100 times, Well, like I said, folks, if the law doesn't serve us, we're going to serve as the law. Mr. Velasquez understands that, doesn't he? But I was talking about the gay agenda and how they're promoting it throughout the world today. Guess what it's all aimed at? Just what I said it was aimed at. The kids. Stand up for your kids, folks. Have a little dignity. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Left side is the afternoon show, social media platforms. The right side is Tim Brown's morning show. Subscribe to that page by going to the top of it, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe there, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. Got a couple things I need to get to before the end of the show because I need to finish the job. So I was just highlighting, right, former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez denied bail in attempted murder case. Now, notice on the page, ESPN, they're promoting transgenders. No such thing. No such thing. But this is Rule Paul. They're normalizing transgenders. Okay, that's what they call them. There's no such thing. And if you look to the left, it's always some attempt to demoralize you, because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. Okay? But I want you to listen carefully. Former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez was denied bail Monday in his attempted murder case per a Santa Clara County, California court spokesperson. Okay? The judge said, as she calls herself, the risk is too great to grant him bail. She said to let Velazquez out on bail because of the extreme recklessness of the retired fighter's actions. Now listen carefully. Velazquez's next court date is April 12th. Per Holly Bayard, head of communications for this individual and the legal team, he cannot request bail again unless the district attorney adds or drops charges per their request. It is clear to this court that there is a clear and convincing evidence, they said, that there is a substantial likelihood that the release would result in great bodily injury, not just to the named complaining witnesses in this case, but to Santa Clara residents at large. The case involves, listen carefully how the mainstream media sells it, involves allegations of extreme recklessness to human life, okay? This fighter, Mr. Velazquez, was 39. He is 39 years old. He was arrested February 28th after allegedly, okay, chasing down the man, Harry Eugene Goulart, who was being charged with molesting a young relative of Velazquez and shooting a gun into Goulart's vehicle per the Santa Clara County District Attorney. Okay, so what's happened, they're now finding out that this individual has laid for the family member who is 4 years old. This man molested her over 100 times. Okay? Anybody bothered by this? There's no doubt in my mind that if Velazquez would have got a hold of this pedophile, just like I've said for years on this radio program, men are not going to tolerate this. They will hunt you down. Now, it's also clear that this individual that's responsible for molesting this little girl was out on bail for the same crime against another individual. But he's not granted bail. The judge won't grant Velazquez bail to get out because he all the well, or she all the well knows that if he gets out, he's going to finish the job, and rightfully so. See, friends, as I said right during the last segment, it's getting to the point where the courts are not delivering justice, where the people are going to deliver justice. And as I said, if the law fails to serve us, we will serve as the law. When it comes to these sorts of crimes, they are now attempting to normalize adult child, as they call it, sex. You can find it nowhere in Scripture. You can find in Scripture where the Lord said, if you do that, if they cry out to me at all, I will kill you with the sword in Exodus 22. Rightfully so. Okay? And you cannot find it in the Torah outside of that. And when you go to Luke 17, 2, it says it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. Well, they want to go ahead and test their steel. Then guess what, friends? They're going to have to deal with those that are going to deal with them and their crimes against children. Daddies and mommies in this country will not tolerate this crime. Velazquez all the while knows that if he goes to jail for doing the right thing, everybody can see that the government is now at the point where they're protecting the criminals against the innocent. And this has been going on far too long in this country. They're trying to normalize what God condemns. What God calls an abomination, they're trying to normalize. They're trying to sell you, friends, that they're the victims. They're not the victims. That's how they front themselves in a fiend way to make prey of innocent children. And it's exactly what we see. And I've got a list of these crimes across the boards. You know, it's also interesting to note that, listen, if Velazquez didn't get a hold of him, if he would have went to jail, which sooner or later he would have, they would have got him in jail. But the judge did absolutely nothing to drop the hammer on his crimes. They want to rehabilitate these people. They've already crossed lines. Are you telling me that Jesus Christ cannot save their souls? I'm not saying that, but I can't find that. They've crossed the lines. They already crossed the lines. Okay? And it's also my understanding that in the state of Minnesota, it's becoming a haven for refugees, fugitives concerning their crimes against children. Well, I'm here to tell you, The people in Minnesota are not going to put up with you and your crimes. But here's what the best, this is the best the government can do, friends, and you tolerate this. You let them put up a website warning you as to where they're moving now. We get warnings telling us that we have now a pedophile that moved 3 miles down the road. And somehow or another, this suffices the American people. The government's pointing out where the criminal moved, and the government allowed them to move into a society that doesn't tolerate their crimes. Wow. 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 Let me say it one more time, and I mean what I say. Daddies aren't going to put up with this. And it doesn't have to be their kids, neither. Daddies are not going to put up with this, and neither are mommies. You touch their kids, and you're going to wish that you hadn't. Period. Corruption or no corruption, Americans deal with the corrupt on the bench. Remove them and prosecute them. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Enough is enough of this garbage. I got to finish this job. Yesterday we were talking about, which is a perfect segue, into corrupt politicians, presidents, inferior courts, as well as Supreme Courts. They can all be removed. They can all be prosecuted. Yesterday I had highlighted 13. As a matter of fact, I took you line upon line, precept upon precept, which is found in the U.S. Constitution concerning the process of impeachment. And then it brought it over to judges and that of good behavior. And if they don't sit during good behavior, they're removed and they can be prosecuted. I showed you 61 federal judges or Supreme Court justices investigated for impeachment, of whom 13 have been impeached. So I'm humored by people saying, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, they'll never be impeached. They're there for life. No, it's already been done. And also a president, Andrew Johnson, forgive me, for simply not asking the people, the Congress, to replace the Secretary of War. Okay? Going fast forward, I got one question for you. Where do all the state rights come from besides, where do states' rights come from under God? In Pennsylvania, all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded upon that authority and that alone. In South Carolina, all power is originally vested in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority, not on the bad guy's authority. In New York, no authority shall on any pretense whatsoever or whatever be exercised over the people or members of this state, but such as shall be derived from and granted by them, the people. Do you think in the state of New York, do you think the people told the governor, you go ahead and bring administrative law in and just go ahead and make it so that everybody has to get vaccinated, all even knowing that we know that they're dangerous? Is that the will of the people in that state? No. So then, therefore, it's the people's job to throw off that governor lawfully, okay, and impeach her and prosecute that witch, because that's exactly what she is. In North Carolina, all political power is vested and derived from who? The people only. In Delaware, power is inherent in the people, and therefore all just authority in the institutions of political society is derived from what? The people. In Vermont, all power being originally inherent in and consequently derived from the people, therefore all officers of the government, whether legislative or executive, are the trustees and servants and at all times in a legal way accountable to who? The people. In Virginia, all power is vested and consequently derived from the people. New Hampshire, all government of right originates from the people, is founded in consent and instituted for the general good. Do you understand, folks? I hope so.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.